This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes here on BFM 89.9. I'm Christine Wong, and it is just past 12. Well, it's actually almost 12:06 p.m. on Monday, the 26th of July. It was very gloomy, and now it seems to have cleared up a bit. Joining me virtually today is
Arvind Yuvraj.
And you may be thinking, why on earth is Arvind Yuvraj at home, but Christine Wong is in the studio? Mm-hmm. Well, what a strange thing this is. And there's basically a lot of stuff going on right now with the pandemic and, you know, how it is still a huge issue. And that is also a reason why we're asking the question that we're asking today, which is,
we're asking you, should restrictions be eased for fully vaccinated individuals? Why or why not? The options that we have on Twitter are yes, fully lifted, yes, eased a bit, no, not yet, and no, not at all.
Yes, so that's what we're asking you on Twitter and Instagram at BFM Radio. And also you can reach out to us on WhatsApp, 018-789-8899. That will be our last story of the day. But before that, we've got two more stories coming up first. So first of all, we're going to be talking about what restarting tourism might look like. And then we'll also be speaking about digital birth certificates as well.
Mm-hmm. Birth certificates in Singapore, more specifically.
Yes, so let's start with the first story first, as you know, we all want to do. So let's take a look at what restarting tourism will take. This is according to an article on The Star. A proper vaccination program and an adoption of digital solutions for safe travel are the only ways towards restarting tourism globally, according to a report by the United Nations World Tourism Organization. In its COVID-19 related travel restrictions, a global review for tourism report, the United Nations World Tourism Organization, or UNWTO for short, states that governments play a pivotal role in ensuring that tourism recovery plans go smoothly in the months ahead. Working with the right networks and organizations are important too. The report also highlights some updates on global border closures. As of the 1st of June, 29% of all destinations worldwide have their borders completely closed to visitors for tourism purposes. This, of course, includes Malaysia, Singapore, and Japan. More than half the countries from this group, many of which are located in the Asia Pacific, have been completely closed to tourists since May 2020. In comparison, Albania, Costa Rica, and the Dominican Republic, at 1%, are currently completely open to tourists with no more restrictions put in place, which is certainly the goal for most countries today. Meanwhile, 34% of all global destinations are partially closed, and 36% request a negative COVID-19 test result upon arrival. Some of these destinations may also require visitors to quarantine, like Thailand, which opened up its resort island Phuket recently under the Sandbox program. Malaysia, Indonesia, Japan, and many others are unfortunately not on the list of countries invited to participate in the Sandbox program, at least not in the moment. The report states that the data confirms the trend towards destinations adopting more nuanced, evidenced, and risk-based approaches to restrictions on travel, particularly in light of the evolving epidemiological situation and the emergence of new variants of the virus. Currently, 42% of all destinations have put in place specific restrictions for visitors from destinations with variants of concern, like the Delta strain or the latest, the Lambda strain. These restrictions include suspension of flights, longer or compulsory periods, and temporary closing of borders. The report states that destinations with strict entry measures also have low vaccination rates, which indicates that there is a real link between vaccination speed and easing of restrictions, which again we'll get to in our last story. In comparison, those destinations that have higher rates of vaccination and where countries are able to work together on harmonized rules and protocols, such as those being employed in the Schengen area of the European Union, are better placed to allow tourism to slowly return, the report says. In analysing the data based on global regions, it seems that 70% of all destinations, or 32 countries in Asia Pacific, are still completely closed, compared with Europe at 13%, the Americas at 20%, Africa at 19%, and the Middle East at 31%. Where requirements for vaccinated passengers is concerned, 17% of all destinations around the world specifically mention vaccinated passengers in their regulations, and in most cases, travel restrictions continue to apply to fully vaccinated passengers, although in others, all restrictions are lifted. Some destinations also state specific vaccine versions in their requirements, though in general, most countries accept vaccines that have been approved by the World Health Organization. Recently, the EU announced that only travelers who have been fully vaccinated with vaccines approved by the European Medicines Agency will be allowed to enter the bloc, which of course caused a bit of worry among some Malaysians, especially those with families residing in the EU. But earlier this week, the delegation of the European Union to Malaysia released a statement to clear any confusion people may have in regards to this. The statement says that the EU digital COVID-19 certificate is just a digital proof that a European citizen or resident has either been vaccinated, received a negative test, or has recovered from COVID-19. It is not a prerequisite for travelling within the EU or a compulsory document, but simply a practical tool. It adds that entry into the EU is also dependent on the requirements of individual member states, which means that those who wish to enter the EU would need to check entry requirements for the member state or states they plan to visit, and these are likely to change over time depending on the development of the pandemic both in the EU and Malaysia.
So, I wanted to ask you, let's say if you were fully vaccinated,
yes,
you've got both your doses and then you've given it the time to sort of the inoculation full time.
Mm-hmm.
Would you travel to any one of these countries within the sandbox? Like, how would you feel about going to these places again?
So I think for me, I'm always going to err on the side of caution. I think I've made that abundantly clear. but, you know, at the same time, I do miss traveling. I just think that it can wait. I think a lot of the reasons why I would be traveling would be technically for leisure, in terms of it would be to visit, you know, family and friends, which as mm-hmm. much as I miss them right now is not technically necessary, right? So I think the longer we can all hold off, I think, you know, the easier it's going to be for everyone to get back to normal kind of at the same time, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, yeah. No, for me, I was like, just reading this, it makes me excited.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like, oh, okay, like people are opening up and there are some kind of rules in place and there are some countries that have sort of, that have gone over that hill and are on the safer side of things and they're allowing people to cross their borders and stuff. I don't know. It's only been like 1.5 years, but I feel like the first time we get to an airport is going to be a bit of a culture shock.
I love how you say it's only been 1.5 years. As if that's not a very long time.
It's been 1.5 years, but it feels like it's been 7 or 8 years.
Yeah, no, I think definitely, you know, the experience of being in an airport again will feel very strange. I kind of get the feeling that, you know, whenever that happens for me, I'll feel like it's like a forbidden place.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's exciting to see that there is at least some discussion of the way out and of a way for the tourism industry to be restarted, especially since it was hit so hard by the pandemic as well.
Yeah, yeah. Also, I'm interested to know if, is there any mention of Singapore? Because it says like Malaysia, Indonesia, mm-hmm. Japan are
a
not...
A little tiny bit. So, yeah, so Singapore is currently has their borders completely closed to visitors for tourism purposes. But I think that means for other purposes like business or anything else, they do have the quarantine.
They have a bit of leeway.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Interesting.
Anywho, that is about it for the first story. So we're going to take a short break right now with Miami by Foles. But coming up next, we'll be speaking about privacy concerns about digital citizenship. And we're also asking you the question throughout the show, should restrictions be eased for fully vaccinated individuals? Why or why not? Get in touch with us on Twitter and Instagram at BFM Radio. And also on WhatsApp 018-789-8899.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.